Hello, welcome back to another episode of SC Student Loan Speaks. Today, I have a very special guest with us. We have Tom Geddens, who is one of our loan advisors on our loan programs team. Tom, welcome and thank you.
Hey, thank you, Destre. Thank you for having me here.
Wonderful. Yeah. So today we have some good information to talk to you all about. So as you all know, we are a student loan organization. And so we're going to talk about some of our products today. Okay. So just to introduce you all to the products that we offer, we have a few. We have our undergraduate program. We have our graduate programs. Yes. We have a parent loan as well, refi and BOLT. So we got a little bit for everybody, right? Awesome. So I want to start off talking about our undergraduate programs. Can you tell me a little bit about them and the criteria maybe connected to those?
Well, certainly, certainly. Our undergraduate loan is a private loan, and as its name would imply, it's for somebody who's an undergraduate student. I mean, somebody who's going to be a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Right.
We do, I do warn people that, you know, we do have some loan products that are, you know, professional track specific.
In other words,
specific to certain majors. So if you are going to become a K through 12 teacher in South Carolina, you want to look for the button that says teacher loans and probably not go to undergraduate loans. If you're going to be a nursing student, you'll want to look for our nursing BOLD career pathways and or nursing faculty loan. Either one of those, but the undergraduate loan is basically for somebody who's just a variety of majors, not teaching specific, not nursing specific, but just other majors. It could be anything from business to liberal arts to engineering, accounting, that kind of thing. And it is a private student loan, so it is credit based.
Okay.
And so the person applying it is gonna look at that person's credit score.
Okay.
And most 18-year-old and 19-year-olds, they're going to need a cosigner.
Right.
Most of them. I mean, although you do see some who have given for their age, remarkable credit history, but 9 times out of 10, they're going to need a cosigner. And so either the student applying or the cosigner would need that minimum credit score to qualify.
Okay.
And our undergraduate loan, it is going to give you some options as far as payback terms.
Okay,
You know, you can choose to have your payments deferred during the time that you're in college, enrolled at least half time. And most colleges in the state consider 6 hours per term to be half-time enrollment.
Right.
Or you can choose to make monthly interest payments during the time that you're in college, or choose to pay a flat, nominal payment, monthly payment of $25.
Okay.
But you do have to make one of those choices. And whatever choice you make, I mean, that's the term that the loan is locked in for during the time that you're in college.
Gotcha. Wow. So you have said a lot of great information there. So I want to go back to the cosigner just for a moment.
Okay.
So oftentimes when the outreach team is traveling, they get questions about cosigners. Does it have to be a parent?
It does not have to be a parent. Most time it is. We have seen grandparents apply as cosigners and sometimes just other loved ones, aunts and uncles. But there's no requirement that the cosigner must be a parent.
Gotcha. Yeah. So that's super helpful. So if you have a trusted adult in your family and you know you're going to need a cosigner that is also credit worthy, then they don't just have to go to their parents. They can ask other adults in their lives as well if they would be willing to be a cosigner. And so we know that this is a credit based opportunity that we offer. A great way that I find is that if families use the Find My Rate tool, have you run into family members that have leveraged that tool on our website yet?
I certainly have. A lot of times parents or students will do that just to, one, see if they qualify.
Right.
And knowing that the Find My Rate tool on our website is not a hard pull on credit.
Correct, yes.
It's what they call a soft inquiry, which means it doesn't show up on your credit history.
Right.
And that's important to a lot of people because a lot of people are very, very disciplined and very conscientious about keeping their credit scores high.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So then the next thing that I know that you mentioned was that we offer a lot of different repayment terms, right?
Yeah.
And so what I don't know if people understand is that they have full autonomy to choose the repayment terms that work for them, but that can also affect their interest rate, right?
That can. And when you pre-qualify for the undergraduate loan, you'll get, I guess you could say an array of payment options, mm-hmm. usually about a dozen.
Okay, and, that's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. and it will show you, which in-school payment term each option comes with.
Okay.
What that in-school payment is going to look like, mm-hmm. or if you defer payments, it'll just be nothing, right. that you pay during that time. To show you what the interest rate's going to be and show you if the interest rate's going to be variable or fixed.
Mm.
Most people gravitate to the fixed interest rates, although some people, they like the variable rates because they just like the flexibility, as they see it, of paying more during times that the interest rate is lower.
But right,
a
yes.
variable rate just means that the rate is going to fluctuate throughout the life of the loan.
Gotcha. Now, if they choose that variable rate, are they stuck there or can they always refinance and like change it to a fixed interest rate?
They have the option once they graduate from college
okay.
to refinance.
Okay.
And when you refinance, our refinance loan does offer nothing but fixed interest rates.
Correct, yes.
So they do have that option post-graduation.
Yes, awesome. So what's one or two frequently asked questions that you typically receive when helping families on the phone, via chat, or email?
With the undergraduate loan and also with the parent loan, I think a question I get a lot is, when we apply, are we applying for one semester at a time?
Ooh, that's a good one.
One school year at a time, or are we applying for the entire 4 years of college?
Yes.
You can't, I'll go ahead and eliminate one of those options. You can't apply for the entire 4 years because sophomore year and subsequent years, those costs haven't been calculated by your college financial aid offices
and
by the colleges yet. So the most you can do is one school year at a time. Some people will do a semester at a time, although I personally advise against it because, if you apply for, one loan just for fall semester, you have to rush around and do it again come December
right.
for spring semester.
Right.
Go ahead and apply for the entire school year. Some people will say, well, gosh, I know what I need for fall term, but spring term is still an uncertainty.
Right.
You can pretty much, in the amount of the loan that you're requesting, you can take what you know you'll need for fall term and just double it, because spring term, most of the time, it's going to be about the same.
Right, yeah.
So my advice is apply one school year at a time. But applying for one semester time where that's helpful is just if somebody is on, takes 4.5 years to graduate.
Correct.
And so obviously they're going to take the loan out for that last
that
semester.
That
last fall semester if they're graduating in December.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a great discussion because I actually had a student or a family and they were applying for student loans semester to semester.
Yeah.
And, when she was a freshman, they were able to get really good rates. And of course, the rates right now are not necessarily the most amazing in any industry, right?
Right.
But as she was approaching her junior year, now their rates were higher than what they were expecting, even though, they were homeowners and things like that. And, every time you apply for a loan or a line of credit,
yes.
it is hitting your credit. And so if you can, apply for your entire year, your fall, your spring for sure,
right.
because if you do it twice a year, that's two hard inquiries on your account. And that's if you're not shopping around for rates, right?
Exactly.
And so they found that they weren't necessarily getting the rates that they felt like they deserved. And it was just an educational moment to actually apply for your full academic year. And we can always decrease those loans or eliminate them based upon whatever the financial aid office says,
yeah.
or if the student decides that they don't need that amount. Is that correct?
That is correct. And another, I think a helpful point that, questions that I get
mm-hmm.
Tied into what you just said was that a lot of times somebody will say, well, at this point, as I put in my application, I'm not sure how much I'm going to need. And we tell people, you can apply for what you think is going to be worst case scenario, how much you're going to need.
Right.
If it comes back and it doesn't need to be as much, it can be adjusted down
yes.
prior to the funds going out to the college. And a lot of times when we send a student's loan request to the financial aid office of the college, they'll look at the amount that the student is requesting and they'll do the calculation of the student's estimated cost of attendance and the amount of financial aid that student's getting. So they may reduce the student's loan request based on that. So, if the student puts in $15,000, financial aid may end up approving only $13,000,
right.
And that's how much the loan will be finalized for. So it's not as though somebody has to be on the hook, so to speak, for $15,000 when
exactly.
they only receive $13,000.
Yes.
It'll just be the $13,000.
Wonderful. So I can talk about this all day, one, because I work in the industry, and two, because Tom is a wealth of knowledge, but I don't want to keep you all day. So my last question to you, what is one piece of advice that you would give 18-year-old Tom if he was going back to school with the knowledge that you have now, or maybe a parent who's looking to help pay for college?
Great question. I think one thing, differentiate between investigating and then applying. I think as far as investigating, in other words, looking at what loan options are out there, heck, you can start looking around, like say, senior year of high school, your fall semester, senior
yes.
year of high school, around the new year, January, February, just looking at what loan options are out there. But as far as actually applying, in other words, submitting an application,
yes.
you probably don't want to do that until May or June, just because a lot of companies like ourselves, once you apply and you get approved, you know, that credit check may be only good for a certain amount of time, like
right.
say 90 days or 120 days.
Right.
And so you don't want that credit check to expire and then you have to reapply. So I think applying, I think the months of May and June are great times to submit an application for a private student loan. But prior to that, be looking around online and just checking out options, you know, like from say, heck, September of your senior year in high school to about February of your senior year in high school. Kind of be looking around at that time, but not actually applying.
Perfect, yeah. Perfect. Well, there you have it from the expert over 30 years here at South Carolina Student Loan. Tom is one of our amazing loan advisors. We have five.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
We have five loan advisors that are available to assist you with your questions Monday through Friday from 8 until 5. You can chat, email, or pick up the phone and call us, and we are here to support you. So, Tom, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And y'all tune back in for another episode of SC Student Loan soon.
Thank you.